gotta be good for you to finally get back out here. Just we haven't talked to you really since the injury last year. So what was all that like, man? The second year in a row, kind of having your year wiped out by that.
Yeah, you know, it's always tough being hurt and not being able to help the team, but it was definitely a learning experience. You know, I got to learn from all the vets on the team and just sit back and take it all in. Mm-hmm.
How did you approach your work ethic? I mean, once you have one season wiped out and you work your way back, you think you're healthy, and then it happens again, I got to imagine that's kind of a tough thing to deal with mentally, to get fired up to do it all over again. How'd you do it?
You know, it's tough, but, you know, God has a plan for everybody, and I guess that was just his part of his plan for me. So,
what do you feel you can still bring this football team?
You know, I'm here to just contribute and to give my all and help out wherever I can. You know, I'm here to fight my way on this team and, like I said, just help wherever I can. So,
when you got hurt at camp, like, did you know immediately that it was bad?
You know, you never know until the doctors tell you what it is. So, you know.
Did you hear like a pop or something when it happened, or like was there just immediate pain when it happened?
I really don't even remember, you know.
Put it out of your mind, huh?
I forgot all about that, you know, it's all about the future.
What kind of words did Allen E.T. give you after it was official and IR and all that?
They were very helpful, you know, very positive. Just told me, you know, to stay up, you know, keep my head in the game and, you know, be a part of the team as much as I can. So.
How close do you feel you are to being kind of full strength, agility-wise, speed-wise, as an athlete you were prior to the injuries?
I'm feeling great. You know, I'm ready to go. So.
Have you gone back and watched video of the play that you got hurt on?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it last year. You know, it wasn't that bad. You know, I'm fine now. So.
I mean, I don't mean to make light because you got hurt on the play, but that was a heck of a move by Jamal.
yeah, it was. You know, he's one of the top running backs in the league. So.
Did he say anything to you? I mean.
Everybody was encouraging Jamal. You know, kickers, long snappers, everybody. So.
How hard is it to get the mental trust back when you have two training camps, and two preseason injuries, and it's like it never gets started? You come in and you want to get this going, and you play at full speed. You trust yourself and trust your body.
Yeah. You know, I'm not holding back. You know, my position, DB, is all about having short memory. So, you know, those injuries are things of the past.
I remember during OTAs last year, you know, there's one play you made where you, like, ranged from a hash or something. You made a play with, like, a lot of range. That's kind of one of your strengths. Like, do you feel you still got that range in you? Like, you still get there when you need to?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I honestly feel faster now than I was, you know. I've lost about 10 to 15 pounds this past offseason, just changing my diet. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty good out there.
What are you about? Where are you at now? Like 210?
206, 207. Yeah.
You feel, that's about as light as you've been since college, right?
Yeah.
What, freshman year, sophomore year?
Yeah, about freshman year of college. Yeah.
Did you ever think you would get down to that again, that kind of weight again?
I didn't. But, you know, like I said, I just changed my diet. So.
Keeps you going.
Well, it's been a dream of mine to be a professional athlete since I was a little boy. So, you know, that's really what keeps me going, you know, just trying to live out this dream.
Hey, how do you think playing at 206 or whatever is going to help you? How is that going to benefit you as a football player?
I think I'll be quicker, faster, you know, more agile, you know, all those things. So.
Were you working out with Barry and those guys? Is that how you got down? How'd you get down?
Really the main thing was my diet. You know, I've always worked out, so.
Sanders, even though you've had the rehab, how have you literally kind of maintained the playbook when you really came
in? You know, even though I'm hurt, you know, I still went to meetings. I still went over all the plays and prepared just as if I was playing in the game, so.
Okay.
One last one.
Yep, last one.
I mean, what do you feel like you're out here trying to prove, man? Like, you know, you were a fifth-round pick. You got a guy they obviously like. You know, you feel like you got a lot to prove here, getting your third year?
I mean, I feel like I have as much to prove as I had my rookie year. I mean, I just am here to compete and, like I said, fight my way on the team and on the field.